PNRC was directed in statute to put together a state water plan starting way back in 1973 with the Montana Water Use Act. So water planning in Montana is something that's been going on for quite some time and actually certainly predates even that 1973 date.
So then this initiative essentially takes a second look at all the many and varied issues that focus on water, yeah?
That's correct. In 2009, the Montana State Legislature specifically directed DNRC to prepare a state water plan to be delivered to the 2015 Montana Legislature.
Well, what are some of the key issues? I'm sure they're familiar to many Montanans, but maybe not to everybody. What are some of the issues that you all are taking a look at and that Montanans deal with on a daily basis?
Well, I think the big issue that we're dealing with right now is just really trying to get a handle on our water supply and our level of water consumption that we have throughout the state. I think that some might think that those things are well known, but in fact, it takes a great deal of water resource information, and mostly in the form of gauging stations and the like, that are expensive to operate. And I think it's fair to say that probably Montana hasn't invested in the level of infrastructure that some other states have in order to know our water resources.
Infrastructure including what? Just more gauges, you mean?
Well, yeah, more gauges is certainly a big one, is a really big one in terms of just knowing how much water we have on a daily basis coming from our trip and going into our major rivers. Certainly the USGS has a gauging network, and a big part of our budget is a cooperative arrangement that we have with USGS for running those gauges. But if you look across Montana, certainly a great deal of the water use that goes on is on our smaller tributaries as well as our larger rivers.
What do we know about the demands being placed on our waterways in Montana? I assume it's going nowhere but up.
It's going. I think it's fair to say that it's going nowhere but up. And I think in particularly on the west side of the divide, as we see certainly population increases and increased demand for industrial water use, for all kinds of water use. Probably one of the biggest challenges that we're going to be faced with, especially in the west, is the timing of our water and how our water comes out of the mountains. It's coming out a lot earlier than it used to be as a result of primarily changes in climate.
So what does that mean? What are the implications?
Well,
the
implication there is, whereas normally we'd have a cold spring where we build up our snowpack and come June, things start to warm up. And then throughout the summer, that water slowly comes out of the hills and feeds our rivers. Instead, we're getting our snowpack isn't as great, and more of our precipitation is coming as rain in the early spring instead of snow. And so for the last couple of years, we're seeing our peak flows as early as late May and in very early June.
Overall, Mr. Downey, how is our water quality in Montana?
You know, Montana, we are blessed with great water quality. Certainly there's room for improvement there, but compared to many states around the country, we have such a plethora of good, clean water. This effort won't be looking at water quality as much. I suspect that certainly with the public, that's going to be an issue that comes up. This is really a water quantity analysis, but all in all, our water quality in the state is great.
This initiative is also described as transforming the Montana State Water Plan into more of a dynamic guide, I understand. And if that's correct, dynamic in this case means what?
Well, I think that we're trying to put together a set of recommendations that really addresses some of the immediate needs for dealing with our water resources. I think that sometimes it's hard to get wrapped around the idea of what water planning is. And it's really, how do we better manage a diminishing water supply? I think if you look around the state, we've got some great examples where at the watershed level, here on the west side, certainly the Upper Clark Fork and the Blackfoot come to mind, where in that case, the Blackfoot Challenge has done great work in working with both DNRC and Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and area ranchers to put together a program whereby when water gets low, we can manage that water resource better to satisfy the needs of all, including fish and wildlife.
So everyone making sacrifices, maybe closing
exactly.
Fishing, not irrigating.
Exactly. And having good water resource information really helps the collaboration that needs to go on to make that work.
meetings already held in the Yellowstone Basin this spring, right?
That's correct.
Pretty big turnout?
Yeah, we had a good turnout. We had a good turnout, and I think that a lot of what we're getting through these meetings is helping to educate the public about our water resources. And then hearing from the public in terms of what their concerns are. So whether you're a sportsman and you're worried about fish and wildlife, or a recreationist and worried about floater passage on our area rivers, or you're an irrigator and how do you irrigate your crops through the season.
And now attention focusing on the Clark Fork Basin.
You bet.
What's the process?
Well, really, we're starting out with what we're calling a public scoping process, where we're going out and holding public meetings around the basin just to solicit public comment on what their areas of concern are. So really trying to identify, are there areas of concern that the public has that maybe we're not aware of?
And after scoping comes what?
And then after scoping, well, in the Clark Fork Task Force was actually identified by the legislature to be the citizen body that would look at that data, see what the public has said, and then help us put together some recommendations to update the state water plan and make recommendations to the legislature. So the Clark Fork Task Force is comprised of 20 members that really have a broad representation throughout the many stakeholders that make up our water resource interests. So fish and wildlife, agriculture, certainly timber and mining, tribal interests, the irrigation community. We really tried our best to get a broad spectrum of individuals represented on that group.
Okay, so lots of meetings coming up, really too much information to pass along in this format in one sitting. Where can people go, though, to find out more if they want to participate?
You bet. They can certainly go to DNRC's website, where they can find information on the state water plan. And if they just go to mt.gov/DNRC, they can find that information there. And they can also come to one of our meetings, where we'll be handing out loads of information, as well as there's in the Clark Fork, there will be an online survey as well, if they can't make one of their meetings. We have a meeting coming up here in Missoula on Tuesday, and Hamilton on Thursday evenings. And from there, we go to Deer Lodge on the 24th, and then Kootenai and Kalispell on the 29th and 30th.
All right. So there are lots of important issues out there, perhaps none more important to us than our future water supplies and quality.
That's exactly right. If you think of what Montana, and certainly what Western Montana would be without our water resources, it'd be a much different place. And so I think our ability to successfully manage those water resources, certainly given a changing climate and more frequent drought, is really critical to preserving our lifestyle here in Montana.
Michael Downey, supervisor of the water planning section in the DNRC's Water Resources Division. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thank you.